We come into this general election campaign hot on the heels of the referendum. What benefits do you think can be taken from that? The political engagement in Scotland is at an all-time high, particularly among young voters too.
I think it was just fantastic. Fantastic to see so many people. I was in Jo Swinson's constituency in East in Dunbartonshire today, and she said that 92% of people in her constituency, I think it was the highest almost anywhere, participated in the referendum. Also, I was delighted to hear a very big majority in favour of Scotland remaining part of the family of nations that makes up the United Kingdom. But it's fantastic, that level of engagement. And I think it was, you know, very revealing that lots of youngsters, 16 and 17-year-olds, were very engaged in the debate. And that's why I've always believed we should extend the right to vote in general elections to 16 and 17-year-olds as well. It's been blocked by the Conservatives in this government. But I think the referendum proves that it's right to entrust 16 and 17-year-olds with that most precious of rights, which is the right to elect the government of the day.
And during that referendum campaign, there was the all-important pledge of further devolution and more powers for Scotland, something you're comfortable to continue pushing through?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, I know there's been lots of noises off from the Conservatives and from David Cameron trying to link it to other things. It is not linked. You know, let me be very clear. When David Cameron and Ed Miliband and I, you know, communicated about this commitment, the Conservatives did not at any point raise their subsequent wish to somehow, or appear to wish to, link this to the issue of English votes in Westminster. There is no link. It will happen in full, on time, and it will deliver something that my party has been campaigning on for generations. Basically, Scottish home rule for Scotland within the United Kingdom.
And do you hope that will help the Liberal Democrats make a bigger footprint in the Scottish Parliament come the next elections in 2016?
Look, we clearly have had a very tough time of it, and we've been knocked back a bit over the last few years. But, you know, I've learnt that the hard way, what goes up in politics goes down, what goes down goes up. And look, there are some things which, of course, I would have liked to, you know, I would have liked us to be able to deliver in this government. But actually, if you look at the things we've done, better schools, better apprenticeships, a growing economy, fairer pensions, fairer taxes. That's a fantastic record. And we want to do more of that.
Nick Clegg, thank you for joining us on Hearts Nightly News.